Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you for being with us on the program today. Well, new from Jamel Gross, Exit Lives. That's a fiction horror story that talks about a deranged man named Leather who commits a number of crimes while being clueless to what he's doing. His world turned upside down when an unexpected event happened in his life. Jamel Gross is a talented and insightful author. He was a recent guest discussing his praised book of poetry, A Night Without His Lovers. Author Jamel Gross back with us on This Week in America. Jamel, welcome back to the program. It's always great to have you with us on the show.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
I really enjoyed this book, and different than what we talked about the last time. The book is called Exit Lives. The book's available at bookventure.com, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get to get all sorts of information on the book and be able to order the book at the same time. A fiction horror story. And I love this story, and we'll talk about it as much as we can during the course of the program without giving too much of it away. But where did this idea come from?
Well, I was just sitting there thinking, I said, I need to write something where it's like reading a Stephen King novel. And I want it to go where you want to keep turning each page. But I didn't want to make it too long because there are readers out there who want something where they can just take a minute and read something and move on to something else.
And that's what you can do. It's just the right length. You can sit, you can read it. It is a page turner. As you're going through it, you get caught up and you're trying to figure out what's happening. And there are a lot of twists and turns in there. You really keep us thinking as we're reading, don't you? Because it's not like you read something and it's like, well, I didn't see that coming. You really have been able to grab our attention.
Well, as a writer, I wanted people to understand. I wanted you to think, and I wanted you to enjoy what you're reading. To me, that's more important. And to keep it suspenseful, where you'd be like, wow, I don't know what this guy is doing at this point, but he does a clever job of hallucinating certain things and commits the deed.
How long did it take you to write this?
Well, it actually took me like 6 months.
That's interesting. From the time you got the initial idea until you felt that it was finished, were there times when you went back and changed it? And the reason I ask that, the storyline is intricate. You've really drawn out the characters then. We'll talk about the characters here in just a second. You really have drawn out the characters. A lot of thought and preparation went into not only developing the characters, but the storyline as well, because everything is connected but goes in maybe ways different than what we think they're going to go.
Well, to be honest with you, Rick, I actually had a ghostwriter help me with some of this, because, like I said, I had the story going to some concept, and I wanted people to get a good feel for it, because it's not that simple at this point, but what I want people to know is that I wrote it and had a little bit of a change up a little bit to make it flow.
And it really does. The book we're talking about, Jamel Gross is back with us on This Week in America. Exit Lives is the name of the book. It's a fiction horror story. In the book, one of the main characters is Luke, and he becomes a suspect in his grandparents' murder. Talk a little bit about who Luke is, and then we'll talk about some of the other characters.
Okay. Well, to be honest with you, we want to talk about Lutheran Leather Mace. That's the character.
Yes.
And he takes pills because he's trying to deal with the fact that he doesn't want to face any of his wrongdoings at this point. And so he just wants to go through life without paying for his actions and so on.
Yeah, and he's got a strange family life. Tell us just a little bit about the family, which may explain some of his problems, because he's still trying to deal with these demons.
Well, to be honest with you, his grandparents did the best that they can do for him, and so he didn't do the right thing with them. You know, he just think he can just take people's lives and don't give a damn about it. And what he did was he takes lives, and that's why we call it exit lives, because you exit and that's about it.
Yeah, and his wife is Mary Beth, and she's an interesting character because she's sort of torn, and he doubts her loyalty at a point during this. The character I mentioned in talking about it in the introduction, Leather, talk a little bit about him and the inspiration for that character. How did you come up with him?
Well, I was sitting down thinking, I said, you know what? I seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I was drawn to Leatherface. And I wanted to make something a little bit different from Leatherface. So I came up with Lutheran Leather Mace to give it some type of appeal to my readers.
Right.
And to be honest with you, I'm still working on the next chapter. On the next story. I'm working on that, so I'm just trying to make it more genuine and have more upbeat and help and it keep you wanting more. So I'm working on the next book.
Well,
manuscript at this point.
When you finish Exit Lives, you want more. It's that type of fulfilling book, and as Jamel mentioned, it's an easy read. You can sit down and go through it and be thoroughly entertained as you go through it, and you really sort of get into the minds of some of these characters. You sort of delve into the killer's psychology, his personality. Did you have to do any type of special research as you were thinking through these characters?
Well, what I did was I went to a library and I picked up some books about cannibalism, and I read it in the papers too, in the New York Post and the Daily News about certain things about cannibalism and so forth. And I wanted people to go on a journey, and it keeps you thinking, wow, what is this guy going to do next at this point? And so forth. I just want people to get a feel for his nature of violence.
And you do that and you see it unfold without giving too much away as you're reading. And again, you sort of figure like, okay, this is what's going to happen next. And really it's not going to. And you tell a great suspense story, and you sort of invite us in as well to try to figure out what's happening. Talk about the aspect of that, because it's sort of we're right there along with you as this journey is progressing in trying to figure out what's going to happen.
Well, at this point, I don't want to give too much away about the book, but all I wanted to do was make my readers happy at this point. And I wanted them to feel what I'm feeling and to go through what I'm going through, the emotions, the sickness, the ups and downs, the drinking, and stuff like that.
And you will experience that as you're reading Exit Lives by Jamel Gross, our guest on the program. The book is available at bookventure.com in their bookstore, of course available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You got our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and find all the information on Jamel and Exit Lives, and go directly to the website and get information on the book and be able to purchase the book there. Who were some of your influences as you, and influences now, not necessarily past tense, but influences now when you read a book like this, a fiction horror story, you do such an excellent job in telling the tale. Who were you influenced by?
Well, I think Stephen King influenced me a lot, because I always picked up one of his books and I read them. And I enjoyed reading Stephen King novels, and it was more like an inspiration, you know.
Yes.
And so I wanted to tell a tragic tale of a life on the run with suspense and with the horror that goes along with it. And to talk about romance that leads to ultimate twist of fate.
That's all in the book Exit Lives by Jamel Gross, our guest on the program. Jamel, as I mentioned, was here a short while ago talking about his book of poetry, A Night Without His Lovers. You were able to use some poetry as you lead into each of the chapters. You've got a short poem there that leads into that. So you were able to incorporate a little bit of poetry into this book as well, weren't you?
Yeah, I wanted to have poetry, and basically I wanted to add pictures to it because I wanted readers to feel what I'm feeling and to go through the emotions of everything and so forth. I just wanted to make people happy and say, you know what, it's affordable and I could go and purchase it without overspending for something which I think is a little ridiculous. So I wanted to make sure it was priced at a reasonable price and so forth. And that was it.
You've talked about wanting people to have the opportunity to pursue their dreams. You have pursued yours in writing with two excellent books and working on another one. Talk about how important that has been to you, that you actually have been able to do something that's a dream for you, to be a published author.
Well, I wanted people to understand you can do whatever you want to do in life, never give up on you. Once you give up on yourself, your dreams fade. All I'm saying is pursue what you want, and the world is yours. You know, never feel as if you can't pursue something and challenge it and accomplish it and polish it.
And you've been able to do that successfully, Jamel Gross, our guest on the program. A few minutes left, we're talking about the book Exit Lives, his newest, a fiction horror story. The book's available all around the country. Information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've said as a writer, you really find people fascinating. Is that part of the success that you've had in writing? Because you strike me as a real, as someone who's a people watcher. You watch, you understand mannerisms. We sense that in Exit Lives, and we certainly felt that in the book of poetry we talked about in the last program. Is that part of being a good writer, is to be a good observer?
You have to use select words at this point.
Yes.
And you don't want to offend people as far as who work in the police department and stuff like that. And you don't want to talk about something where it offends too many people at this point. So I want people to understand that I kind of like edit as I go along. I think before I plan certain things out. And I don't write on a laptop. I write on paper so all my ideas can come together.
And I get the sense that when you go back, you read it not as an author who just put some words down and trying to build a story. I get the impression you read it as a reader. You're obviously a voracious reader. So you sort of read it from your standpoint, not as an author, but a reader. If it's interesting to you and the story moves, you feel you're onto something. Is that accurate?
That's correct. What I want to do is you read one page, you want to continue to keep reading it.
Yes.
And it can be on a sunny day or a winter day. And I wanted people to feel the wilderness about my story. So everything takes place pretty much outside, not indoors a lot, but at some point, you know, things did take place indoors, but I just wanted people to feel what it's like to be in leather shoes at this point.
And you feel
Thank
that.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Yes, you're feeling that. Exit Lives is the new book by Jamel Gross. The first book we talked about, a book of poetry, very well received, A Night Without His Lovers. And that's a book you can go back and read again, and you pick up little nuances every time you go back and read one of the fine poems there. Exit Lives is the same way. It's a great story. You'll be captured from the first page, ready to turn the page, and surprised as you go through that. And you mentioned you're working on a third manuscript. When do you think that'll be ready?
Well, it's going to take some time. I say next 4 or 5 months it should be ready, because when you write something, you want to live the experience.
Yes.
And it's like living on the edge with adrenaline flowing from your veins at this point. So I'm working on certain multiple books, multiple manuscripts. So I mean, it's just that it's very rewarding for me to work on certain parts of my life about leather and so forth. Thank you very much.
Well, it's rewarding as a reader to have the opportunity to read Jamel's books. Jamel Gross, our guest on the program. The book of poetry we're talking about, which obviously is available as well, A Night Without His Lovers, and the new book, the fiction horror story, Exit Lives, that's available as well. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we can expect more from Jamel coming up in a few months, and we will stay in touch with him and hopefully have the chance to do this again. Jamel, as always, thank you so much. Congratulations on another successful book. This the novel, Exit Lives. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, Rick, for having me on your show.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book is Exit Lives, Jamel Gross. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.